Bible reading number 83, Leviticus 7, verses 11 through 21, peace offerings. Yahweh said to Moses, "These are the instructions about the peace offering sacrifices which a person may offer to the always present one. He may bring the peace offering to show that he is thankful to God. If he does, then he should also bring loaves of bread. They must be made without yeast. They must have olive oil mixed with them. He should also bring unleavened crackers brushed with olive oil. And he should bring some bread made with the best flour and olive oil. He must also offer loaves of bread made with yeast. These should be brought with his peace offering sacrifice, which he gives to show thanksgiving to God. And he must offer one of each kind of offering, as a wave offering for the always present one. It will be given to the priest who flings the blood of the peace offering. It belongs to him. The sacrifice of his peace offering is for thanking God. The meat from it must be eaten on the same day that it is offered. None of it must be left over until morning. A person might bring a peace offering sacrifice just to give a gift to God, or it may be done because of a special vow to God. Then the sacrifice should be eaten on the same day he offers it. If there is any left over, then it may be eaten on the next day. If any meat from this sacrifice is left over on the third day, then it must be burned up. Any meat of the peace offering sacrifice which is eaten on the third day will not be accepted. The person who offered it will not get any credit for it. It will become unclean. Anyone who eats any of the meat will be guilty of sin. People must not eat meat that touches anything unclean. They must burn this meat with fire. But anyone who is clean may eat other approved meat. Suppose the person who is unclean eats the meat from the peace offering that belongs to the always present one. If he does, then that person must be separated from his people. Someone might touch something unclean that comes from people, or the unclean things might be from an animal or some other creature. Touching it will make him unclean. If he eats meat from the peace offering sacrifice that belongs to the always present one later, then that person must be separated from his people.